I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 17th, 2020. A hacker has vandalized some of the GitHub infrastructure run by LibRetro, the company behind the RetroArch project. The attacker apparently gained access through a contributor account that wasn't secured by two-factor authentication and proceeded to wipe several repositories and destroy the organization's continuous integration setup before being noticed. While LibRetro claims that none of its user software was compromised, the attack has left the company with a big mess to clean up, which may prove more difficult as they didn't have any backups in place outside of GitHub itself. The Shellcaster project has hit its milestone 1.0 release. The terminal-based podcatcher written in Rust doesn't include its own built-in media player, but allows you to use whichever one you'd prefer. Instead, it concentrates on providing a basic keyboard-driven set of show and episode management features. The project's latest release adds support for importing and exporting OPML files, along with a silent sync mode that doesn't start the application's user interface, as well as support for show episodes that are delivered in formats other than MP3. Shellcaster is just one of many applications that rely on the SQLite embedded database library, and that project has also just seen its own new release. Version 3.33 brings a few eye-catching features to SQLite, especially its support for much larger databases, which can now theoretically grow up to 281 terabytes in size. While that limit was raised because of a specific customer request, the release also includes some changes that are likely to be welcomed by the project's more typical user. These include the introduction of a new update from clause, which borrows its syntax from PostgreSQL, and an extension for performing decimal arithmetic with arbitrary precision, which is important to many users in financing. A group of industry players has come together in an attempt to standardize the APIs exposed by popular Python data science libraries. The new consortium hopes to encourage projects like NumPy, Pandas, and TensorFlow to standardize the signature and semantics of functions that achieve the same result within their different libraries. The new group believes that this would help users by removing the burden of remembering the minor differences between them. Finally today, a new version of the KDenLive video editor has just landed. The release features a behind-the-scenes change, which means that projects created with the new version won't be backwards compatible, but also introduces several UI and workspace layout improvements. Basic support for multiple audio streams has been added and will be extended in the next release. And the update also features a new interface for managing your cached, proxied, and backed up project data. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/189. We'll be back on Wednesday.